So reading from Bhagavad Gita as it is. Chapter 8, text 24, is that correct? Yes.
Glavlje 24. stih Bhagavad Gita kakva je.
Kindly repeat. Agnir,
Agnir,
Jyotir,
Jyotir,
Aham,
Aham,
Suklam,
Suklam,
San,
San,
Masam,
Masam,
Uttarayanam,
Uttarayanam,
Tatram,
Tatram,
Prayatam,
Prayatam,
Kachanti,
Kachanti,
Brahma,
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 Viro,
Viro,
Janam,
Janam,
Agni Jyotiraha Suklam,
Agni Jyotiraha Suklam,
Agni Jyotiraha Suklam,
Agni Jyotiraha Suklam,
Sanmasa Uttarayanam,
Sanmasa Uttarayanam,
Sanmasa Uttarayanam,
Sanmasa Uttarayanam,
Tatra Prayata Gachanti,
Tatra Prayata Gachanti,
Tatra Prayata Gachanti,
Tatra Prayata Gachanti,
Brahma Brahma Virojanam,
Brahma Brahma Virojanam,
Brahma Brahma Virojanam,
Brahma Brahma Virojanam,
Agni Jyotiraha Suklam,
Agni Jyotiraha Suklam,
Sanmasa Uttarayanam,
Sanmasa Uttarayanam,
Tatra Prayata Gachanti,
Tatra Prayata Gachanti,
Brahma Brahma Virojanam,
Brahma Brahma Virojanam,
Agni Jyotiraha Suklam,
Agnir Jyotiraha Sukla,
Sanmasa Uttarayanam,
Sanmasa Uttarayanam,
Tatra Prayata Gachanti,
Tatra Prayata Gachanti,
Brahma Brahma Virojanam,
Brahma Brahma Virojanam.
The word Agni,
Agni,
Vatra,
Jyoti,
Jyoti,
Svjetlost,
Svjetlost,
Aham,
Dan.
Dan.
Suklam.
Suklam.
Svjetlo dvotjedno razdoblje.
Svjetlo dvotjedno razdoblje.
Satmasam.
Satmasam.
Šest mjeseci.
Šest mjeseci.
Utara ajanam.
Utara ajanam.
Kada sunce putuje sjeverom.
Kada sunce putuje sjeverom.
Tatra.
Tatra.
Tamo.
Tamo.
Prayata.
Prayata.
Oni koji napuste tijelo.
Kachanti,
Kachanti,
odlaze,
odlaze.
Brahma,
Brahma,
apsolut,
apsolut.
Brahma Vida,
Brahma Vida,
koji su spoznali apsolut,
koji su spoznali apsolut.
Djana,
Djana,
osobe,
osobe.
Okay, I read translation, then you read it, then I read purport, you read purport. Translation. Those who know the Supreme Brahman attain that supreme by passing away from the world during the influence of the fiery God in the light at an auspicious moment of the day, during the fortnight of the waxing moon, or during the 6 months when the sun travels in the north.
Prijevod. Oni koji su spoznali vrhovni Brahman dostižu svevišnjeg napuštajući svijet za vrijeme utjecaja Boga vatre u svjetlosti u povoljnom trenutku dana, za vrijeme dvotjednog razdoblja kada mjesec raste ili za vrijeme 6 mjeseci kada se sunce kreće sjevernom stranom.
Report. When fire, light, day and the fortnight of the moon are mentioned, it is to be understood that over all of them there are various presiding deities who make arrangement for the passage of the soul. At the time of death, the mind carries one on the path to a new life. If one leaves the body at the time designated above, either accidentally or by arrangement, it is possible for him to attain the impersonal Brahma Jyoti. Mystics who are advanced in yoga practice can arrange the time and place to leave the body. Others have no control. If by accident they leave at an auspicious moment, then they will not return to the cycle of birth and death. But otherwise, there is every possibility that they will have to return. However, for the pure devotee in Krishna consciousness, there is no fear of returning, whether it leaves the body at an auspicious or inauspicious moment. by accident or arrangement.
Smisao. Kada se spominje vatra, svjetlost, dan i dvotjedno razdoblje mjeseca, trebamo znati da svima njima upravljaju različita predsjedavajuća božanstva koje uređuju na koji će način duša napustiti tijelo. U trenutku smrti um nosi osobu ka novom životu. Ako napusti tijelo u ovo vrijeme, slučajno ili po planu, postoji mogućnost da dostigne neosobni Brahma Jyoti. Mistici napredni u jogi mogu izabrati vrijeme i mjesto napuštanja tijela. Ostali nemaju vlast nad tim. Ako slučajno napuste tijelo u povoljnom trenutku, neće se vratiti u krug rođenja i smrti. U protivnom, najvjerojatnije će se morati vratiti. Čisti bhakta svjestan Krišne, ne treba se plašiti povratka. Bez obzira na to je li napustio tijelo u povoljnom ili nepovoljnom trenutku, slučajno ili po planu.
Namo Vishnu Praya Krishna Prastabhitale Shumati Bhakti Vrante Svamta Namne Namaste Sarasvati Devam Gauravani Prichana Nirvisesa Sanivari Paskatevara Satarana. So the words were Agni Jyoti Rahasukla Sanmasa Uttarayanam Tatra Prayata Gacchanti Brahma Brahma Vidodhyana. Those who know the Supreme Brahman attain that Supreme by passing away from the world during the influence of the fiery God in the light at an auspicious moment of the day, during the fortnight of the waxing moon, or during the 6 months when the sun travels in the north.
Oni koji su spoznali vrhovni Brahman dostižu svevišnjeg napustajući svijet za vrijeme utjecaja Boga vatre u svjetlosti, u povoljnom trenutku dana, za vrijeme dvotjednog razdoblja kada mjesec raste, ili za vrijeme 6 mjeseci kada se sunce kreće sjevernom stranom.
An example of this, one who paid attention to the time of leaving his body was Bhishma Dev.
Primjer osobe koja je posvjedila pažnju vremena napuštanja tijela je Bhishma Dev.
We know that Bhishma Dev got the benediction that he would only leave his body when he himself so desired.
Znamo da Bhishma Dev dobio blagoslov da će napustiti svoje tijelo samo onda kada on to bude poželio.
And the reason he got that benediction was because he was taking a vow of brahmacharya for the rest of his life.
A razlog zašto je dobio taj blagoslov je bilo to što je prihvatio zavet brahmacharya do kraja svoga života.
So his father gave him this blessing.
Stoga mu njegov otac dao ovaj blagoslov.
Now we may ask what's the use of it.
Sad možemo se pitati koja je korist od svega toga.
In Bhishma Dev's case, we really may ask what was the use of that.
U slučaju Bhishma Deva se zaista možemo zapitati koja je bila korist od tog blagoslova.
First of all, he was a pure devotee of the Lord.
S jedne strane bio je čisti bhakta gospodina.
So what difference did it make to him?
Stoga, kakva je razlika bila za, da li bilo razlike za njega?
Then of course we know that he the end result of his dying at his own will, that it was that he was lying, had to lie on this bed of arrows and wait for a long time.
S druge strane, krajnji rezultat njegove sposobnosti da umre po svojoj volji je bio da je morao ležati na toj postelji od strijela i čekati dugo vrijeme.
So we could have thought that it would be more comfortable for him to leave earlier.
I možemo pomisliti da bi za njega bilo udobnije da je napustio ovaj svijet ranije.
Because he was in any case a pure devotee of the Lord.
Jer sve jedno je bio čisti bhakta gospodina.
And according to the purport in the previous verse and here also, the pure devotees don't have to worry about these things.
I ukoliko uzmemo u obzir komentar prethodnog i ovog stiha, čisti bhakta se ne mora brinuti o vremenu napuštanja tijela.
But he did take these things into consideration.
Međutim, on je uzeo u obzir sve te stvari.
Therefore, he decided to stay until a proper time arose when he could leave his body.
Stoga odlučio ostati sve dok se nije pojavilo povoljno vrijeme kada je mogao napustiti svoje tijelo.
As we know, the battle of Kurukshetra took place sometime in December month.
Kao što znamo, bitka na Kurukshetri se odvijala tokom 12. mjeseca.
We know when there is the Gita Jayanti day, that's the appearance day of Gita, and it's usually in the beginning of the December.
Gita Jayanti Dan, to je dan pojave Gite i ona obično pada u prosincu.
And then after that it's 18 days they were fighting.
I nakon toga 18 dana oni su se borili.
So it could have been in November also they started, the end of November.
A također je moguće da su počeli krajem 11. mjeseca.
So then at the you know, after the battle, my Bhishma, he was, in one sense he was finished, but he was not finished.
Nakon bitke Bhishma Dev u jednom smislu bilo gotovo s njim, a s druge strane nije.
His business in this world was not finished.
Njegov posao u ovom svijetu nije bio završen.
Not according to the desire of Lord Krishna.
I sve se to odvijalo u skladu sa voljom gospodina Krishna.
He had one more big thing to do. He was supposed to instruct Maharaj Yudhisthira.
Ima još jednu jako značajnu dužnost koju treba obaviti. Od njega se očekivalo da da upute Maharaj Yudhisthira.
And that from his deathbed, a deathbed made out of arrows.
I to sa svoje samrtne postelje, samrtničke postelje koja je bila sačinjena od strijela.
And it was, the arrows was just piercing his body like anything.
Strijele su probodale njegovo tijelo, njegovo tijelo.
They were so tight that you couldn't really put a you couldn't really put a thumb to the body.
I onda su bili toliko gusto, toliko bilo puno strijela da niste mogli staviti jedan palac na prazno mjesto na njegovom tijelu.
So many arrows was piercing through him.
Toliko strijela ga je bilo probalo.
So many arrows when he lay down he didn't touch the ground.
Toliko strijela da kad je legao na pod nije dodirnuo zemlju.
So this was not very comfortable.
I to nije bilo jako udobno.
But he had this benediction that he would not die unless he wanted to himself.
Međutim ima taj blagoslov da neće umrijeti ukoliko sam to ne poželi.
So of course he didn't think of Maharaj Yudhisthira. He was waiting because the sun was not yet moving in the right direction.
Naravno, nije mislio na Maharaj Yudhisthira, čekao je zato što se sunce nije kretalo u pravilnom smjeru.
As stated here, during the 6 months when the sun travels in the north.
Kao što je ovdje opisano, tokom 6 mjeseci kada se sunce kreće ka sjeveru.
So we know that what do you call it? Midwinter solstice. That's when the sun is up the shortest time here on the northern hemisphere. At that time the sun changes its direction.
Tada sunce mijenja pravac svoga kretanja.
It moves a little bit like a pendulum.
Kreće se ide malo poput ljuljaške.
But we know that when the pendulum reaches its peak, at one point it actually stands still.
Znamo, kada ono dostigne najvišu točku, onda ostaje neko vrijeme nepomično.
And then it moves, and then it moves quickest when it's down in the middle there.
I onda se spušta i kada je u sredini, onda je najbrža.
And then it moves up toward the next side.
I onda ide na drugu stranu.
And then it slows down, and then it comes to standstill, and then it moves back.
Onda se malo postupno usporava, zastaje i vraća se natrag.
So in the same way the sun is pendling back and forth.
Na sličan način sunce se ljulja tamo amo.
From the north to the south.
Sa sjevera na jug.
And so the, on the northern, when it's on the northern, travels in the north, means it travels towards the north.
Kada putuje na sjever, drugim riječima se kreće prema sjeveru.
So that it starts after the midwinter solstice.
Tada dolazi do tog solsticija. No?
Yeah. And then slowly it starts to speed up, and then around the 22nd of March, then it moves very quick.
I onda postepeno se ubrzava i 23. onda dolazi do najviše brzine.
Of course, it's not that it moves quicker with the sky like that.
Naravno, nije da se kreće brže nebom.
But its movement in direction north is quicker.
Već njegovo kretanje prema pravcu sjevera je brže.
So during that time the difference from day to day, you know, each day grow longer, very much quicker then.
I tada svaki ovog dan je svakim danom sve duži. Svjetlo razdoblje.
And then as it comes towards the summer, it grows longer, slower and slower, less.
A kako se približava ljeto, onda je svjetlo razdoblje dana se također povećava, ali sporije i sporije.
And then midsummer it's hardly anything happens.
Onda sredinom ljeta praktički se ništa ne dešava.
And then slowly it starts to change in the other direction.
I onda postupno počinje se mijenjati u drugi pravac.
And then by mid-autumn then it moves very quick again.
I onda sredinom jeseni ponovo se jako brzo kreće.
But the point is it's moving, so to say, in the direction of north, the sun.
A sunce se kreće u pravcu sjevera.
So it's on the northern path.
Iz toga se smatra da ide sjevernim putem.
And therefore it becomes more light up here.
Iz toga ovdje postaje svjetlije.
And if you're in Sweden you notice it more.
Ako ste u Švedskoj to još više primijeti.
The difference became more obvious.
A razlika postaje očitija.
But even here it makes a difference.
Ali čak i ovdje razlika postaje.
So he wanted to leave his body in that auspicious time when the sun was moving towards the north.
I onda želio napustiti svoje tijelo u to povoljno razdoblje kada se sunce kreće prema sjeveru.
So he was lying down and waiting.
Stoga je ležao i čekao.
Now, in the meantime, the battle was finished.
U međuvremenu bitka se završila.
And Yudhishthira was very disturbed.
Yudhishthira je bio jako uznemiren.
He was not happy that he won the kingdom.
Nije bio sretan zato što je osvojio kraljevstvo.
And he was very disturbed that so many men had died just so that he would become the king.
Bio je jako nesretan zbog toga što je tako puno ljudi umrlo da je on postao kralj.
Vyasadeva tried to preach to him.
Vyasadeva mu je pokušao propovijedati.
Told him, yes, my dear Yudhishthira, now you have to take up your duty as a king.
Rekao, dragi moj Yudhishthira, sada se moraš pravilno pobrinuti i obavljati svoje dužnosti kralja.
All the citizens of the world are waiting for you to ascend on the throne.
Svi stanovnici svijeta čekaju da se ti popneš na tron.
And he gave various reasons for that.
Vyasa dao različite razloge.
But Yudhishthira said, no, I don't want. I want to take sannyas. I want to go to the forest. This is too horrible.
A Yudhishthira rekao, ne, želim uzeti sannyas, želim ući u šumu. Ovo je stvarno užasno.
Too many people just died just because of me. I think life is not worth living. I want to take sannyas.
Previše ljudi umrlo zbog mene. Mislim da ovaj život nije vrijedan živjeti ga. Želim uzeti sannyas.
So then Lord Krishna tried to preach to him.
Onda je gospodin Krishna pokušao propovijedati.
That, you know, it's all right. It wasn't your fault.
U redu je, to nije bila tvoja greška.
And I guess, whatever, he used some arguments, but it had no effect.
I koristio različite argumente, međutim, nije bilo nikakvog efekta.
It could not give Maharaj Yudhishthira's heart peace.
Ti savjeti nisu mogli pružiti mir srcu Maharaj Yudhishthira.
Of course, this is under the control of Krishna.
Naravno, sve se to odvija pod Krishnom kontrolom.
Krishna tried and he couldn't appease his heart.
Krishna pokušao i nije mogao umiriti njegovo srce.
So then they concluded, let's go and see Bhishmadeva.
Stoga zaključak je bio, idemo vidjeti Bhishmadeva.
Let's listen to what he says.
Poslušajmo što on ima za reći.
We know he is neutral or he is well intentioned.
On je neutralan, on ima dobre namjere.
So then they went to Bhishmadev, paid their obeisances to him.
Prišli su Bhishmadev, odali mu svoje poštovanje.
And Bhishmadev was requested to enlighten Yudhishthira.
I zamolili su ga da prosvjetli Yudhishthira.
So Bhishmadev was given the benediction by Lord Krishna is to be able to so that he would not have to feel the pain but could concentrate on the speaking.
И Бишма е прима благослов от Господа Кришна да не осеча бол, već да се може да се средите на свой говор.
So he, this is according to the edition of Mahabharata I read, Gangulis. This is according to the edition of Mahabharata I read.
To se nalazi u izdanju Mahabharata koje sam ja pročitao.
So then Bhishma Dev, we know from the Bhagavatam that he spoke something to Yudhisthira.
I onda Bhishma Dev iz Bhagavatama znamo da je on govorio Yudhisthiru.
But that's a very condensed form.
Ali to je jako sažetom obliku.
Because Bhishma Dev's instructions to Maharaj Yudhisthira in the Mahabharata is many, many volumes.
Jer upute Bhishma Deva u Mahabharati zauzimaju puno, puno tomova.
So, Bhishma Dev was a mystic bhakti yogi.
Bhishma Deva je bio mistični bhakti yogi.
Who controlled his life air and decided when he wanted to leave his body.
Koji je kontrolirao svoj životni zrak i odlučio kada će napustiti tijelo.
And of course this way Bhishma Dev got doubly blessed. One hand, it was an auspicious time. Another hand, Lord Krishna himself was present while he left his body.
Tako Bhishma Dev je bio duplo blagoslovljen. S jedne strane, sačekao je povoljno trenutak, povoljno vrijeme, a s druge strane, gospodin Krishna je bio prisutan kad je on napuštao tijelo.
So this way he was doubly guaranteed.
Na taj način imao dvostruku garanciju.
Okay. Now here, but this, what this verse speaks about, according to the first verse, the previous verse, this refers specifically to the mystics.
Ali u skladu sa prethodnim stihom možemo izvući zaključak da se ovo glavno odnosi na mistike.
It's the common man is not influenced in this way.
Običan čovjek ne trpi takav utjecaj.
It's not, we can must understand that a common man may die at the right moment, but if his mind is not fixed at the right place, that will not change anything.
Običan čovjek može umrijeti u pogodno vrijeme, međutim ukoliko njegov um nije usredsređen pravilno, onda neće ništa promijeniti.
Then the law of karma and destiny would be out of function in one sense.
U tom slučaju zakon karme neće funkcionirati u određenom smislu.
Because you know you just happen to die at the right time and you gain liberation.
Kad bi to bilo moguće, kad bi samo čovjek mogao umrijeti u određeno vrijeme dostići oslobođenje.
Of course, we know that nothing just happens in this world.
Danas znamo da ništa u svijetu se jednostavno tako dogodi.
Basically, everything is arranged.
Generalno sve se odvija zato što je tako uređeno.
Directly or indirectly.
Direktno ili indirektno.
Either by us or by someone else.
Ili od strane nas ili od nekog drugog.
And when our time is out, it's out.
Kada naše vrijeme istekne, onda je isteklo.
And then it doesn't matter what we do.
I tada više nije bitno što radimo.
Of course, we try to arrange things nicely.
Da nam pokušavamo stvari aranžirati na pristojan način.
And sometimes by the will of the Lord it works out nicely.
I ponekad voljom Gospodina sve se lijepo završi.
But other times it doesn't work out at all.
Ali ponekad uopće ništa ne funkcionira.
Because it's not under our control.
Zato što stvari nisu pod našom kontrolom.
Or it's not under our ultimate control.
Ili nisu pod u apsolutnom, u konačnom smislu nisu pod našom kontrolom.
Even what I'm speak here is not under the ultimate control of myself.
Čak i ono što govorim nije pod potpunom kontrolom mene.
I am out of control.
Yes. Ja nemam moć kontrole.
I don't know what I'm saying.
I ne znam što govorim.
Krishna. But someone is in control. Krishna.
Ali neko upravlja. To je Krishna.
That's true.
To je istina.
Now, here in the beginning of the 8th chapter, because this 8th chapter is about attaining the Supreme.
Ovo se osnovno poglavlje zove dostizanje svevišnjeg.
And we know the in the beginning of the chapter there's some nice verses.
Na početku poglavlja ima par lijepih stihova.
Antakali shamame vas maran mukta kalevaram ya prayati samarbavam yati nasyatra samsaya 8:5. And whoever at the end of his life quits his body, remembering me alone, at once attains my nature. This is no doubt, Krishna says.
Onaj ko na kraju života napusti svoje tijelo, sjećajući se mene, odmah dostiže moju prirodu. U to nema sumnje.
So that is very promising.
I to ona, ta nam izjava uljeva nadu.
We just have to remember Krishna exclusively.
Jednostavno se trebamo sjećati jedino Krishna.
Only Krishna, okay.
Samo Krishna, u redu.
We will attain Krishna's nature.
I dostićemo Krishna prirodu.
And then it says, Yam yam bapi smaram bavam tya 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 tyante kale varam tam tam evaiti kaunteya sada tad bava bavita. Whatever state of being one remember when he quits his body, the son of Kunti, that state he will attain without fail.
Koje god da se stanja neko sjeća prilikom napuštanja tijela, o Kuntin sine, to će stanje sigurno dostići.
So that is well, that we know, that principle we know. What you remember, that you will attain.
Dakle, taj princip nam je poznat. Dostići ćemo ono čega se sjećamo.
And what you remember will have to do with what you desire.
A ono čega se sjećate je svakako povezano sa onim što želite.
Where our desires here, our mind will be.
Tamo gdje su naše želje, tamo će otići naš um.
Now desires are not so easy to control always.
Sada želje nije baš tako lako kontrolirati.
They sit very hard, deep in the heart.
Oni su jako duboko usidreni na našem srcu.
And on the surface of the heart, of the mind, we may like, yes, yes, I should be like this.
I na površini srca ili uma mislimo da trebao bi biti ovakav ili onak.
But on the deeper level of hearts, there's hiding all kind of desires.
Ali dublje, na dubljim nivoima srca, sakrivene su sve vrste želja.
Maybe not all kind of desires, but some desires at least.
Možda ne baš sve, ali barem neke želje.
And they will unconsciously affect our conscious thinking.
I oni će podsvjesno utjecati na naše svjesno razmišljanje.
And they may pop up just in the most critical moment.
I mogu isplivati baš u najkritičnijem trenutku.
When our heart is really tested.
Kada je naše srce zaista testirano.
At the time of death.
Trenutku smrti.
Do you really want to leave your wife?
Da li zaista želiš napustiti svoju ženu?
Do you really want to leave your husband?
Da li stvarno želiš napustiti svoga muža?
Do you really want to leave your country?
Da li zaista želiš napustiti svoju zemlju?
Your project.
Svoj projekt.
That's the question.
To je pitanje.
So in that way, desires, yes. So it's just not some on the surface here we're thinking. No, it has to do with our whole, on the deep level of our consciousness, where our desires is, where our love is.
Dakle, nije bitno samo što je na površini, bitno su one duboke stvari u našoj svjesnosti. Tamo gdje su naše želje, tamo je usmjerena naša ljubav.
That will make the difference where we go.
I to će odlučiti o tome gdje idemo.
So therefore we try to develop a love of Krishna.
Stoga mi razvijamo, nastavimo razviti ljubav prema Krishna.
If we truly have love of Krishna, we will think of Krishna.
Ako zaista imamo ljubav prema Krishna, onda ćemo misliti na njega.
And then it doesn't matter what the mind says.
A onda nije ni bitno što um kaže.
Because the mind will have to follow our heart.
Jer um će morati slijediti naše srce.
Because the heart is the seat of the mind.
Jer srce je sjedište uma.
And is the seat of the soul and the super soul.
A također je sjedište duše i nadduše.
Okay, there's another verse, there's some other verses related to this in the 15th chapter.
U 15. poglavlju također nalazimo par stihova koji su u vezi sa ovim.
We start with 15 chapter text 7. Mama vamsa diva loke diva bhuta sanatana manasa stani indriyani prakriti stani kashati. The living entities in this conditioned world are my eternal fragmental parts. Due to conditioned life, the struggling very hard with the six senses, which include the mind.
Živa bića u ovom uvjetovanom svijetu moji su vječni odvojni djelići. Zbog uvjetovanog života teško se bore sa šest osjetila u koje se ubraje um.
Then it says text 8, Sariram yad avapnuti yatcha utkramatishvara grihitvaitanisam yati vayur gandan ivasayat. The living entity in the material world carries his different conceptions of life from one body to another as the air carries aroma. Thus it takes one kind of body and again quits it to take another.
Živo biće u materijalnom svijetu prenosi svoje različite životne shvaćanja iz jednog tijela u drugo, kao što zrak prenosi miris. Tako prihvaća jednu vrstu tijela i ponovo je napušta kako je prihvatilo drugu.
So this so thus we pick up influences as we live, we pick up various influences.
Tako dok mi živimo, prihvaćamo različite vrste utjecaja.
And that we carry with in our consciousness.
I onda to nosimo u svojoj svjesnosti.
Just like as we experience that the air is influenced by what it passes through as far as smells are concerned.
Kao što imamo iskustvo da je što se tiče mirisa zrak uvjetovan s mjestom kroz koji prolazi.
Of course, the air basically is the same.
Zrak je bazično isti.
Of course, if there's a fire it becomes smoky.
Naravno, ukoliko postoji vatra, onda on postaje zadimljen.
But when it passes by a rose garden, the air doesn't change in color or something like that, but it just very subtly the smell is carried by the air.
Naravno, kada prelazi iznad nekog vrta sa ružama, on ne mijenja se ne mijenja boju ili nešto slično, već jako suptilno samo prenosi tu aromu ruže.
And the same thing when it passes over a pile of stool.
A isto i kada prolazi pored gomile izmeta.
By the eye we don't see any difference, but we smell a difference.
Okom ne možemo vidjeti razliku, ali možemo pomirisati razliku.
Because after some time it's diluted and we may not feel that smell anymore in the air.
Naravno, nakon nekog vremena više nećemo osjećati taj miris u zraku.
So in that way it there is subtle smell impressions given to the air all the time.
Na taj način različite impresije aroma su cijelo vrijeme tu.
So in the same way our consciousness is affected by what we so say contact around us.
Na sličan način naša svjesnost dolazi pod utjecaj onoga sa čime dolazimo u kontakt.
Therefore we should try to surround ourselves by spiritual sense objects.
Stoga treba se pokušati okružiti sa duhovnim čulnim objektima.
So that we become spiritualized.
Tako da postanemo spiritualizirani.
But of course this goes on a deep level.
Naravno, sve se to treba odigrati na jako dubokom nivou.
Because there's also these words they sometimes quote before reciting the ten offenses in the morning, that you may chant the holy name of the Lord for millions of lifetimes, but you may not become awaken your love of God still.
Ponekad citiramo taj stih prije izgovaranja deset uvreda svetom imenu ujutro. Ta osoba može pjevati sve do milionima godina, međutim ne postati stvarno pročišćena.
It must be chanted without offense.
Ono se mora pjevati bez uvreda.
Otherwise you can go on chanting for lifetimes.
Inače možete nastaviti pjevati životima.
So there has to be conscious endeavor to absorb yourself in the holy name of the Lord.
Dakle, mora postojati svjesni napor da se apsorbiramo u sveto ime Gospodina.
It's not a mechanical process.
To nije mehanički proces.
Of course, if we mechanically go on long enough, we will have to ask us, what am I doing?
Naravno, ako nastavimo mehanički dovoljno dugo vremena, morat ćemo se zapitati šta ja ovo radim.
And either we conclude that we're wasting our time and stop chanting.
I ili zaključimo da tračimo svoje vrijeme i prestanemo mantrati.
Or we conclude that we're wasting our time and start chanting properly.
Ili zaključimo da gubimo vrijeme i počnemo pravilno mantrati.
Or take it more seriously.
Ili malo ozbiljnije sve to prihvatimo.
Hopefully one of these two things. Well, at one point we will have to get that to that point that we get serious about it.
U jednom trenutku ćemo morati postati ozbiljni.
So we should okay. So to chant nicely and absorb ourselves in chanting the holy name and in Krishna Katha positively influences our consciousness, our mind, our heart.
Dakle, pravilan angažman i apsorpcija u pijanje svetog imena i slušanje Krishna Katha, oni ostavljaju pozitivnu impresiju na naš um ili svjesnost.
But it's not a mechanical process.
Ali to nije mehanički proces.
We cannot force ourselves on Krishna.
Ne možemo se prisiliti ili silom prići Krishna.
We can't force Krishna to do anything.
Ne možemo prinuditi Krishna da bilo što učini.
Still we can conquer him.
A ipak ga možemo nadvladati.
And that's by sitting down and listening to the Bhagavatam classes.
I to sjedeći i slušajući Bhagavatam lekcije.
That's according to Lord Brahma in the 10th canto, I think, 3rd chapter, text 14 or something like that.
Gospodin Brahma to kaže u 10. pjevanju Srimad Bhagavatam.
Some verse there. Is it 3rd chapter? No, I think it's a little bit later. Lord Brahma's prayer sometime. One of his many prayers. So, any case, he says, basically says that when you have to give up your mental speculation, impersonal speculation, just sit down and listen to the Bhagavatam.
Generalno sti kaže, trebamo odbaciti svoju mentalnu spekulaciju, sjesti i slušati Srimad Bhagavatam.
Then you can conquer the Lord who is otherwise unconquerable.
A onda možete nadvladati gospodina koji je nesavladiv.
Interesting.
Interesting.
But the point is, otherwise, if Krishna don't want to be conquered, he can't be conquered.
Onda je da ukoliko Krishna ne želi biti savladan, onda ga nikad ne može savladati.
We cannot bribe him.
Ne možemo ga potkupiti.
Either with money or with service or whatever we want, or austerities.
Bilo novcem, službom ili strogostima.
No, he want that. He want our love.
On želi našu ljubav.
That again comes down is our deep desire for him.
Ponovo dolazimo do te duboke želje za njim, da li ona postoji.
So what makes the difference is our actual desires in our heart.
Ono što je zaista bitno jesu naše želje unutar srca.
On a deep level.
Na dubokom nivou.
Not just some surface thing.
Ne samo stvari sa površine.
Oh yes, it's nice to be a devotee. There are nice people I be around them.
Da, fino je biti bhaktan, su dobri ljudi, bit ću tu u blizini.
As if it's some kind of social function.
Kao neka vrsta društvenog običaja.
Of course that's good, because from that we can start.
Naravno, to je dobro, jer sa te točke možemo početi.
But that's only the beginning.
Ali to je samo početak.
Because sometimes we don't like the devotees.
Jer ponekad nam se bhaktan ne sviđaju.
It can be quite difficult to deal with them.
Može biti jako teško raditi sa njima.
We were coming from so many different backgrounds.
Dolazimo iz toliko različitih milija.
And if otherwise we would never meet together.
I da nismo bili bakli, nikad se ne bi susreli.
And sometimes it's a real test.
I ponekad je to pravi test. Mm.
So then our determination to serve Krishna and his devotees are tested.
I onda se naša odlučnost da služimo Krishnu i njegove bakte na testu.
So our real desire is tested.
Dakle, naša prava želja se testira.
But we can see that most devotees, even if they so to say leave Krishna consciousness, or leave the association of devotees, still they maintain a desire and appreciation for Krishna.
Ali možemo vidjeti da većina bhakta, čak i ako napuste svjesnost Krishna, još uvijek održavaju svoju privrženost ili cijene Krishnu i svjesnost Krishna.
So therefore there is great hope.
Stoga postoji velika nada.
You all here because you want to be here.
Svi ste vi ovdje zato što to želite.
Because you like Krishna.
Zato što vam se Krishna dopada.
So that's a good beginning.
I to je dobar početak.
And it's just a matter of go on.
I jedno što trebamo raditi jeste da nastavimo dalje.
And then eventually we all sure as death will have to meet death.
A onda ono što je sigurno kao smrt jeste da ćemo se morati susretiti sa smrću.
That's maybe the only sure thing we can say about the future.
I to je jedna stvar o budućnosti u kojoj možemo biti sigurni.
We don't have to worry, it will come.
Ne moramo se brinuti, sigurno će doći.
And knock on our door.
I pokucat će na naša vrata.
More or less literally speaking.
Manje ili više bukvalno rečeno.
Time to come.
Vrijeme je da krenemo.
Hare Krishna. Okay, good. Okay. Is there any question or comment?
Da li neko ima pitanje ili koment?
He looks in the sky.
Pitanje je kako Bhishmadev znao kada dolazi pravilno vrijeme? Odgovor je pogledao bi u nebo.
I mean, he knew that. No, the point was that the sun would change its course from going towards the south to start to go to the north.
A sunce trebalo promijeniti svoj pravac sa južne putanje na sjeverno.
And that's a very specific time when that happens.
I postoji određeno vrijeme kad se to dešava.
The astrologers know that.
Astrologi znaju o tome.
And the astronomers.
I astronomi.
And I think it was when it happened this year was, if I remember correct, 7:09 in the evening on the 21st of December.
Oh,
it happened this year.
A ove godine se to dogodilo
on the evening of the 21st December.
Uvečer, navečer 21. prosinca.
7:09.
7 minuta poslije 9 sati.
Then the sun started to go to the north.
Tada sunce krenulo na sjever.
Okay. The astronomers, they can calculate it very exactly.
Astronomi mogu to pravilno izračunati.
And astrologers.
I astrologi.
The difference between astronomers and astrologers, as far as I understand, is only that the one is interpreting it to mean something more than just a movement of a planet.
Razlika između astronoma i astrologa je u tome što ovi drugi jednostavno sve to interpretiraju kao nešto što je više od jednostavnih kretnji planeta.
So he waited for that moment to come.
On je čekao da taj trenutak dođe.
But then when sun starts to move to the north, then it's auspicious.
I onda kada sunce se počne kretati prema sjeveru, onda je povoljno razdoblje.
You can look up in the sky, you know, yes, the days will start to get longer now.
Može pogledati u nebo. Sada dani postaju duži.
You maybe notice it sometimes.
Možda čak to i primijetiš ponekad.
No, days are starting to get a little bit longer.
Dani se produžavaju.
When we're living in the towns, we are disconnected from the reality.
Kada živimo u gradovima, onda smo odvojeni od realnosti.
We're living in an artificial world.
Živimo u umjetnim svjetovima.
And we don't notice so much how the sun is moving, how the moon is growing and waning.
I ne znam puno o tome kako se sunce kreće, kako se mjesec popunjava i smanjuje.
We don't pay so much attention how the seasons are changing.
Ne obraćamo pažnju na to kako se godišnja doba smjenjuje.
Whether it's snowing or raining or what it does, maybe doesn't make so much difference to us.
Da li pada kiša ili snijeg, to nam ne znači baš puno u životu.
So in that way we are disconnected from reality.
Na taj način smo odvojeni od realnosti.
We are living in an artificial world of a world of artificial comfort.
Živimo u svijetu umjetnog komfora.
And we are disconnected from the natural rhythm of the universe.
I odvojeni smo od prirodnog ritma univerzuma.
And thus we become disconnected from ourselves.
I na taj način odvajamo se od samih sebe.
At least from a material point of view.
barem s materijalne točke gledišta.
And it may also be on a spiritual platform.
To se također može dogoditi na duhovnom nivou.
People live its cars, computers, what is it? These telephones, you know. Mobile telephones. These are the things that count.
Ljudi danas žive sa automobilima, s kompjuterima, sa mobitelima, to su stvari koje vrijede.
I don't see them so much in Croatia.
Ne vidim to toliko u Hrvatskoj.
But they think this is the real thing.
Da, misle, to je prava stvar.
That's really the false thing.
Ali to je stvarno kriva ili iluzorna.
No, you can phone up anyone, anytime in a mobile telephone and reach them anytime, any place.
Možete nazvati bilo koga, bilo gdje, u bilo koje vrijeme s mobitelom.
No peace of mind.
Nema mira.
Previously, they used telepathy.
Ranije, u davne vremena koristili su telepatiju.
And then you only received important messages.
I onda, onda bi se dobili samo značajne poruke.
With the mobile telephone, the computer, you know, internet, com, you know, all this kind of garbage information is thrown on you.
A mobitel, internet, com, primate sve vrste smeća.
Just, I mean, good luck, we can't read each other's thought.
Sva sreća što ne možemo čitati jedni drugima misli.
Just imagine, we take everyone's thoughts here and, you know, put them out, you know, visible in the ether here, you know.
Kada su svačije misli učinili vidljivim u eteru.
What a mess.
Koja kužva. Izbrka.
Krishna. I think it would be quite messy.
Mislim da bi bilo prilično zbrka.
So this is Krishna's mercy.
To je dakle Krishna milost.
Okay, so in any case, you have to watch out for the window, look up in the sky, and then you will see.
Moraš paziti i gledati kroz prozor u nebo.
And you will notice, oh, this, the moon is waning now, it's waxing now.
I onda ćeš primijetiti, sada mjesec raste, sada, ne, sada mjesec opada, sada mjesec raste.
Okay. Oh, you notice, oh, the sun is starting to come close. You see that the twilight in the morning.
Dawn.
Dawn, yes, the dawn is coming, the light is coming on the horizon. You'll notice it in a different way.
I primijetit ćeš da u zoru svjetlo se pojavlja na drugačiji način.
Okay. You know, use your eye.
Koristi svoje oči.
Ovdje kad ne možemo primijetiti da činimo ti 10 ure na svijetom miru, da li se od njih možemo onda osloboditi pažnje i mantranje kada ih uopće ne možemo realizirati?
Sometimes we cannot even notice that we are committing some of the 10 offenses to the holy name. Is it possible to free ourselves from them simply by careful chanting? Attention, by chanting attention.
Yes.
Da.
Yes. There's no other way.
Nema drugog načina.
You have to pay attention.
Moramo obratiti pažnju.
Don't worry.
I nemoj brinuti.
It works.
Funkcionira.
Yeah. Has to be pure.
Koliko čista treba biti naša ljubav prema Krišna bi nas on prihvatio? Treba biti čista.
Because mm-hmm. Prabhupada said, Nasta Priyesha Bhakti Rishu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavata Tashloka Bhakti Bhavita Nastiki. By regularly hearing the Bhagavatam and rendering service unto the pure devotees, all that is troublesome to the heart is practically destroyed.
Значит, да, пожизненное служение Бхагаватама и служением чистых бхакта, все, что смета сердцу, было практично подпорно уничтожено.
And loving service unto the transcendental Lord, whose praise to the Lord, whose praise with transcendental songs is established as an irrevocable fact.
И трансцендентальна любов на любовна служба, посвящена Свечен Господню, кое славлен одобренными молитвами, была под утемелена как неопозива чиненица.
So they said, it's like all that's troublesome to the heart is practically destroyed. A little bit remains.
Rečeno je, ono, sve što smeta srcu biva praktično uništeno. Praktično uništeno. Drugim rečima, nešto malo ostaje.
Now, the time of death. As far as I understand, I guess. The time of death is a final transforming moment.
Kako ja razumijem, trenutak smrti je posljedan ovoga zadnji trenutak odluke ili preobražaja.
People who have near death experiences usually are somewhat transformed.
Ljudi koji imaju iskustvo, kako se kaže, near death, tik do smrti, oni uglavnom postaju preobraženi.
They are not the same afterwards.
Nakon toga oni više nisu isti.
So in the same way, you will not be the same afterwards.
Na sličan način, ti nećeš biti isti nakon toga.
You know, what little, a small changes to be done, you know, no, it can be wiped away.
Možda postoje neke male promjene koje se treba učiniti, to će biti izbrisano.
By Krishna's grace.
Krishna milošć.
Or he will say, all right, take another birth.
Ili će reći u redu, rodi se ponovo.
And he will make it very nicely.
I on će sve to vrlo lijepo aranžirati.
So that you can progress further.
Tako da možeš dalje napredovati.
But we should make our best.
Ali mi trebamo dati najbolje, najviše što možemo.
Then Krishna will do the rest.
Onda će Krishna učiniti ostalo.
But if you're lazy, then Krishna, why should help you?
Ali ako smo lijeni, zašto nam Krishna pomogao?
Why should help us if we don't try to chant nicely?
Zašto nam pomogao ukoliko ne pokušamo fino mantrati?
But if we're really trying, then Krishna will make up.
Ali ako zaista pokušamo, onda će Krishna nadoknaditi.
He will make up what's missing.
Nadoknadit će ono što nam nedostaje.
How is that? Ananya shintiyantumam ye jana paripasate tesam nitya biyuktanam yoga kshema vahamiham. For those who always worship me with exclusive devotion, meditating in my transcendental form.
Oni koji uvijek obožavaju sa jednosmjernom devocijom, meditirajući na moj transcendentalni oblik.
To them I carry what they lack and I preserve what they have.
Njima ja donosim ono što im nedostaje i čuvam ono što imaju.
So if you're serious about worshiping Krishna and meditating on him, he will make up for what we're lacking.
I ukoliko smo ozbiljni u procesima obožavanja Krišne, meditiranja na njega, on će nadoknaditi ono što nam nedostaje.
Oh, here in this translation says with exclusive devotion.
Naravno, ovaj prijevod kaže sa jednousmjerenom devocijom.
Previously it just said devotion.
Prije je bilo rečeno samo devocija.
So, in any case, we take it that we should be serious.
Bilo kako bilo, mi prihvaćamo da trebamo biti ozbiljni.
Then Krishna will help.
I onda će Krishna pomoći.
Okay. Okay. Nice to see you all here.
Drago mi da vas vidim sve ovdje.
So I'll be here tomorrow as well.
Bićemo ovdje sutra.
And the morning following tomorrow.
I onda i ujutro I ujutro preko sutra će on također biti ovdje.
Ok. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.
Jai.